All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sitting in for Brian Whitman is Arsenio Hall. And real quickly, we have a guy who is, I believe, 5-0 picking NFL games for this weekend. He's going to give us his pick today. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Day. Look at you, man. How are you, Coach?
Excellent, excellent. How are you, sir?
All right. What do we got this weekend? What's the lock?
Oh, lock. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. You know, New England has had a couple of scares past a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And they are 10.5-point favorites at home against Pittsburgh. And I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the points.
Oh, Pittsburgh and the points.
10.5.
I like that.
I just got a feeling on that.
I like that. I like a team playing New England that only beat Miami by 3.
Exactly. And will Miami win a game this year? That's the other question.
You know, the big insult to the Jets is Miami was 9-0, and they were favored by a point to beat the Jets. They were 0-9, I mean.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Miami has not won a game all year, and yet they were favored to beat the Jets by 1 point.
Correct.
That is a big FU to New York.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll be looking at that game. New England and Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Pittsburgh and the points.
I'll run down just a couple of quick quarterbacks. Drew Brees and Tony Romo. Running backs, Jamal Lewis at Cleveland. With Cleveland, Adrian Peterson is back with Minnesota. Terrell Owens I like, and defense I like Minnesota and Buffalo this week.
Perfect, man. All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, everybody. That guy, I believe he's 5-0 in picking teams.
Well, I got a feeling this Pittsburgh choice is going to be a complicated one. What do you think?
Well, listen, you know, New England could be up 14-0 in the first minute.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It could be over. The spread could be wiped out in the first 30 seconds. All right, folks, the big party happened today at the Playboy Mansion up there. And we have...
Now, by the way, that's where I was going to be.
I know. I dragged your ass in here.
You called me.
Right. We have two guys here who went to it. Of course, you know Eric Dubin here, who's a big lawyer. And he's got his own theme song, too. Listen
Eric
to this.
Eric Dubin. You may not like what he says. Eric Dubin. Dubin. He's the baddest cat around. Eric Dubin. He's got the sharpest tongue in town.
All right, Eric, nice to see you.
Hey, hey, hey.
And he's here with Roger Grant from Vegas. Nice to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
All right, one of the wealthiest guys in Vegas, man.
Maybe the most wealthiest guy. And we're fresh from the Playboy Mansion. So
all right.
Bring on the questions.
All right, I want to recap of what happened there. The party started like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was like a 2 o'clock call.
There was, I guess it was, you know, a lot of people thought it was going to be rained out. You know, I'm sure there were tents all over the place. But it turned out to be a great party, huh?
Yeah, well, it started off with a jog with Tom Likas. We jogged around the neighborhood before. I guess he does that before every show, apparently.
Yes, he does, yeah.
And then, naked girls, booze, naked DJs.
How many naked women were there?
Because
I've never been there. If somebody said, get in your car right now, and we'll give you $1,000 to drive to the Playboy Mansion, I couldn't get there.
You'd come get me first, and then we get the $1,000, and we get that money.
First of all, Arsenio Hall, what an honor to meet you, sir, and sit next to you. Wow, what a pleasure.
Yeah, and I hope you brought an extra book.
Oh, yeah, Star Chamber, you're going to love it. You're going to love this book.
But Eric Dubin kicked Robert Blake's ass.
Yeah, Blake wasn't there. I thought he'd show up today. It was kind of his crowd.
Let's not move on too quickly. You were talking about the temperature of the grotto water and the Playboy Mansion. No, I'm just kidding.
No, there was naked women for sure.
Everywhere.
For sure. Yeah, everywhere.
Totally naked.
Totally naked.
Drunk?
It was not uncommon for a completely naked girl to walk up to you and just start talking like, hey, how
you
doing?
Is that right?
Now, would you go if you had to be naked too?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm a little shy like that. I like my women naked all the time. But
Eric Dubin wears a swimsuit in the shower.
Now, I'm a happily married man. I was there to give half a copy of my book, which I did.
Oh, I see. Right.
I got to meet him, and so it was all for business.
No,
for me.
I believe you. That's
Roger, I can't speak
that's
for.
That's where all the happily married men hang out at the grotto.
Yeah. I met Lance Bass at the Playboy Mansion before his announcement. And I actually stood and had a conversation with him and Jimmy Kahn.
Wow.
And we're talking about women. And when he came out...
Wait a minute. Jimmy Kahn and Lance Bass talking about women?
We're all standing at the Playboy Mansion talking. And then maybe 2 years later, Lance Bass came out of the closet, and I realized that he must have been in hell. You know? Even that conversation must have been just a moment of hell.
All right. Roger Grant is with us. Nice to see you. The king of Vegas. Look at you, man. You flew in just for this thing, huh?
We flew in just for Lycus party, and it was off the chain. Naked women everywhere. At first, people were a little shy about getting naked, but right. Sean and I went in the grotto, got in the hot tub, and ended up with a dozen naked girls and two guys in there. So.
Is that right?
You got nude. You did get nude.
No, I wasn't one of the guys.
Now, wait. In order to get in the hot tub, you got to be nude, right?
Yes.
All right. So you and your girlfriend were there.
We started it off. We got naked, jumped in. Before I knew it, there's a dozen girls in there.
Wow.
One other guy, I'm trying to call Eric, but no reception in there. So
this is a great party for you. Is that the first party. Your first experience at the Playboy Mansion?
I've been there many times.
Oh, I see. All right.
So I went to a party like that. There was a party like that at Obama's in Chicago. It was a long time ago. But,
of course, we do that in Vegas.
Was there coke then?
Yeah, coke and the grotto. Yeah.
Weed and nothing. I found Mrs. Obama wasn't around busting his balls, right?
No. Oh, no. She ruins a party.
Yeah, she's new.
I was in the grotto with Gail King and Obama.
Wow. We party like there in Stedman. Vegas every day.
Stedman was up on the side with a joint laugh.
There's a lot of history in that grotto, man. A lot of history. Right, guys.
Allegedly. Did I say allegedly?
Yes, you did. Yeah, okay, allegedly. Okay. All right, but it was a great party. Now, who else was there? What other celebrities hung out?
I got to tell you, Tim, it was light on the celebrity thing. There was...
How many people were there?
Maybe a couple hundred, 300, 400. Yeah. You had a Top Gun lawyer handing out drinks and business cards at the door, which I thought was a nice touch.
Right.
And but no, it was mostly naked women. There were girls painted green, completely naked, but for the paint. There were the bunnies running around. Hef came out and did a little spiel. And
how many times you been there, Arsenio?
I've been there a lot. There was a point.
But you don't like going there, right? You were with the playmate.
Yeah, but I didn't like going there when I was dating a playmate because it's weird then because for them, the mansion is the office.
Right.
You know, but it's those times when you hang with Bill Maher and you're just having a good time and you don't have a girl in your life. It's heaven, man. It's heaven. And I'm a kid from
Cleveland. Does Bill Maher live up there?
Bill Maher has a condo outside Kendra's bedroom.
Yeah. Arsenio, you nailed it. You nailed it. I'm a boy from Michigan, and the idea of being at the Playboy Mansion is like, I was calling all my friends and saying, hey, guys, I'm at the mansion, you know.
Now, where is it? It's off Beverly Glen and Sunset, right?
Yeah, it's called Holmby Hills. It's a strange area.
Is it north of Sunset?
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Yeah, you turn, if you're coming from UCLA, from Westwood, you turn right off Sunset onto this street.
On Beverly Glen.
I couldn't find it again.
All right. I have no idea where it is.
No idea.
But you know, it's
I take a limo.
You know, because you're so, you know, hopped up by the time you get there, you have no idea. It's going to be the Playgirl Mansion. You wouldn't care by the time you get there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Roger Grant is with us. Eric Dubin there at the Playboy party today. Arsenio Hall sitting in for Brian Whitman, and it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Eric Dubin, you may not like what he says, Eric Dubin, but he'll say it anyway. Eric Dubin, he's the baddest cat around. Eric Dubin, he's got the sharpest tongue in town.
Well, it's Lycus 101. Welcome to the class. Spend less dough and get more ass. If baby want a steak, baby gotta wait, cause I ain't spending more than $40 on a date. Buy ya, lick it, don't buy ya. If she answers the cell phone, disappear.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Eric Dubin and Roger Grant went to the Playboy party this afternoon.
Apparently
Arsenio Hall is sitting in for Brian Whitman.
Brought Santa's daughter with him.
Yeah, look at you.
Look at that dress.
All right. Dating, it's Shauna, right? That's her name? Just want to mention it? All right.
She has a red dress on that's killer.
How tall are you, Shauna? You 6'2", 6'3"?
Her shoe has Wilt on
Six
the inside
feet tall.
Of it. It says Wilt.
Right. Without the heels, right? Good for you. All right. You from Vegas?
Canada.
Okay. All right. You shouldn't want to go on the air, though, right? All right. Well, screw it.
We tried.
Ever met Alan Thicke?
All right. She could be Alan Thicke's granddaughter. All right. So what happened? What did they give you at this Playboy Mansion today?
Well, the drinks
basket?
Are rolling. The drinks are rolling, and then...
But you get free drinks up there, right? There's no
drinks
bar.
Were fine. The food was like a buffet situation, and then...
How do the women get that paint off the vagina? You know where the vagina kind of turns in? If you notice when they paint them nude, it just looks like, oh gosh, you can't put turpentine there. You know, have you, did you, do you ever look
actually,
down, or are you try not to look down?
Roger told me a story about that, that, how they changed the mode, how they do that now. Why don't you go into that one?
What happened? Right. Oh, I see.
So right. Late night is interesting with the painted women.
Huh. Did that flick mean we didn't make that one on the air?
When we describe the you know, temperatures and stuff like that. All right, so what did they give you at the Playboy Mansion?
So on the way out, we got some pretty great stuff. We got not one, but two photos of Tom Likas.
Tom Likas, man. They put two in each bag?
Yeah, two.
And those are 5x7.
What a treat.
They are. They're good color quality.
Two. I noticed they're unsigned.
They're great. They are, but
so
maybe
they're worth
one day.
Less like that, right?
I also got a Likas 101 bumper sticker.
Wow! How'd you get that?
I stand corrected. I got two.
There you go.
So we're doubling up, and then
like cheap Gallagher's act.
I got one of these cooler, you know, beer can holder, jobby Playboy things.
You're still giving those away?
Yeah, this is worth at
least. What year did you get that? 1968.
Right, that's worth 38 cents.
You can
anyway.
Put the melon on top of that before you hit it with the sledgehammer.
I got a free pass to Imperial Showgirls, which I'm sure my wife will be thrilled about.
Ryan,
but honey, I get a dollar off free refill, so that should be good.
You should bring a carrot top wig in next time when you present all this crap.
Then the final.
You're
grand
married?
Prize.
You're married?
Yeah, he's married.
I am. Well,
wow.
So far.
Used to be.
Until tonight at the mansion, I guess. But
your
yeah,
Playboy
black,
boxers?
Black Playboy boxers.
Those are backwards. Turn those around.
And
I'm
why
sorry.
Is that? Why do they give you boxers? What's the deal then?
Roger, did you read
you walk
any
around with
in
the
this?
Boxers on? Now, if you were a guy up there, could you just walk around with that wiener out?
They didn't give this to you until the parking structure after the fact.
So. You want to explain to the people listening about the parking structure? I don't know if everybody knows about that.
Yeah, basically, you know, you don't get to drive to the mansion, maybe because you can't find it or park there or both, but they shuttle you from a hotel, and then throughout the night, different shuttles come from different areas. And Roger, what did you notice about those shuttles?
We used to call that the
filled
whole shuttle.
The whole shuttle.
A lot of girls in the shuttle, but the parking structure is actually a pretty wild place late night. Everybody comes back there. And
well, that's pretty cool. Is it cold up there?
They had heaters and tents, but yeah, it was
now,
pretty
can
cold.
Now, can you walk around? Let's say you wanted to walk around. Eric Dubin, the lawyer who kicked Robert Blake's ass. Let's say you wanted to walk around nude. Could you do that?
I could have, and I did for most of the night, and I just felt it was unfair to the other guys, so I got dressed.
And the chicks, they were nude from 3 o'clock on?
No, like Roger said, it kind of like it was slow at first, but by mid-party, literally naked women.
And they're really
everywhere.
Hot chicks. Every chick is hot.
You know, there were two DJs like up on a booth, and they were just full-on naked and dancing. And
Tim,
and there's no sixes or fives there, right?
Oh, no. It's 8 and up.
Okay.
Yeah,
you meet old chicks that are 8 and a half.
Right. But no guy ever brings his fat girlfriend and she gets wild and naked and runs around, right?
I knew a guy whose girl split her dress because she was drunk. Split her dress and ended up laying over by the monkey cage. Y'all know what a monkey cage is?
Yeah, I did.
In her own vomit. And I'm like, you know, can you think of a worse
Sounds
night?
Sounds like a great night.
And my woman over near the monkey cage.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We thank you for coming in,
Eric Dubin, and
also Roger Grant here. Nice to see you, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you,
boys.
We'll see you after the next Playboy deal, huh?
We'll be there for you guys.
And go buy Eric Dubin's book. What's the name of that,
You
right?
got it. Star Chamber and DubinLaw.com if anybody needs a great lawyer.
All right. Star Chamber. It's Eric Dubin's brand new book, and go buy it. It's very expensive, but I guess it's worth it.
How much is that book?
You know what? On Amazon, it's $17, and my email's on there. So how many authors can you actually email and critique a book?
There you go. And you guarantee there's $17 worth of entertainment.
I do. Larry King loved it. Star Jones loved it. It's getting great.
Right,
I'll be on O'Reilly Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
Cool. All right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. In for Whitman, it's Arsenio Hall.
Eric Dubin. You may not like what he says, Eric Dubin, but he'll say it anyway, Eric Dubin.